We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Purim, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Gimel. Ube'emes hoysa oz eis tzora gedoyla asher kamoyu loy miyosa. And the truth is that at that time, during the time of Mordechai at Tzadik and Haman, it was one of the most dangerous times for the Jewish people. Like, there had never, ever been such a terrible a time that the Jewish people were in such danger. Ki Haman bikesh lahashmid la'arig la'abedes kol Yehudim, because Haman wanted to annihilate, wipe out completely, murder, destroy all the Jews. Ki shoyrish nafshom ba'ashirus, because the souls of the Jewish people are rooted in wealth. U'me'achar shero shekol ha'ashirus etzlam. And once Haman realized that all the wealth is by the Jews, so far he thought sheyesh lo koyach al kol nafshes Yisrael lahashmidam chas v'shalom. I'm sorry. U'me'achas shirosh kol hashiros etzlam. And when Haman saw that him and Achashverosh had acquired all of this wealth, he thought, he was confident that now he has the ability to wipe out the Jews. U'be'emes hoyu Yisrael oz b'sakona gedoyla ma'od kamuva. And the truth is that the Jewish people were in very great danger at the time. Avol, however, ish bar lo yedo uchsilo yovenesoyis befroyach rishoyim. David HaMelech says and tell him that sometimes a fool doesn't realize and doesn't know when they see rishoyim being successful and growing and expanding, they think that that's the way the story is going to end. Ki Hashem yizborach mefer machshavoy sarumim. Because Hashem pushes aside the plans of all kinds of shrewd people who try to make plans against the Jews. Ki kol koyach hasitrach reshu Haman Amalek, why they oitzim kasam arakanal? Because the whole power of the other side of Haman Amalek is through their great kas, their anger, their evil anger. Al kain Hashem yisporach mesachseichoisam boze boze. So Hashem pits one against the other, he gets different members of the Sitra Achra to get into fights with each other, to get into conflict with each other. Bebechina says, the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, section 2, chapter 15, Pasuk 6, V'sichsachsti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I turned Egypt against Egypt. Got one of Ukamashikosva, and the Pasuk says, V'chutetu goy begoy, that one goy will end up fighting the other goy. Ki mekim aleihem mehem ubohem. Because Hashem lifts up against the goyim, from among the goyim, ones who will destroy them. Ki Hashem yisporach berachamov mesabev sibois niflois. Boifen she yizgare bahasoine horoide fakason yizgore boy balkason vechema godlamimeno. Hashem works things out in such a way that an enemy of the Jews who's persecuting the Jews, who's full of kas, Hashem gets somebody who has more kas than him to attack him. At shedaiko alidea kas vachemo yipoil mapola balitukuma. So that eventually, through the kas and anger itself, the enemy of the Jews will have a major permanent downfall. Kamo Sharinu was, as we saw then at that time. Shekol his gabrus Haman imachshemoi hoyalide hakas vachemo kanal. That Haman's power and strength came from his anger. Maos Hashem yisbarach. What did Hashem do? Sibev sibois benifloisov at shehevias achashveroish bekas otzum olav. Hashem worked out circumstances in such a way whereby Achashverosh got angry at Haman. Kamashikosov, as the Pasuk says, that when Esther Amalka had told Achashverosh her plight and the plight of her people and everything, and Achashverosh said, who's behind all of this? And she said, Haman harosho azeh, this evil Haman. The Pasuk says there, Vahamelech kom bachamosoi. The king stood up in anger. Vayideze kol tzeil of hara. And that's what put the finishing touch on Haman's grave. V'tolu oisei al hoeitz asher hechan Mordechai. And he ended up getting hung on the scaffold that he had prepared for Mordechai. Va'oz daiko v'chames v'chamas hamelech shachacha. And the Megillah tells us that after that, after Haman was wiped out, then the anger of the king subsided. Paragraph Dalit. Ki Haman arosho sovar sheyesh lo koya bekasoy lizgabra lakoil. Because the evil Haman thought that he has the power through his anger to overcome everything. K'moy sheroa, as he saw, she's gaber bevashti, that he was able to overcome Vashti, to get her wiped out. Vehichnis kas b'chashveirosh, he infused Achashveirosh with anger. K'moy shekosov, as the Pasuk says, v'chamosoy bo'aroboy, that when Achashveirosh saw that Vashti refused to follow his instructions and to come to the banquet, his anger burned inside of him. Ad shaharogo al yedei atzosoy, to the point where Achashverosh ended up killing Vashti based on the advice of Haman. V'sovar shegam ato yatzliach perushosoy v'yizgabra bekasoy ad sheichal chasashom es kol Yisrael. And therefore Haman thought that now he'll be able to succeed again with his evil, and he'll be able to take his anger and use it to destroy the Jewish people. V'ish bar lo yedo, however, a fool has no idea. K'Hashem Yisborach im Yisrael tomid, that Hashem is always with the Jews. V'hivtichom, and Hashem has promised us. V'af gam zois v'chulu loy ma'asim v'loy gadam ha'oysam, that no matter how bad things get, no matter how far the Jews are in exile and in darkness, Hashem says, I will not reject them completely to allow them to be wiped out. And a fool doesn't understand this, doesn't get this. He has no idea how deep is Hashem's thoughts and Hashem's plans. And just the opposite. The fact that Haman turned on such anger and everything, which resulted in Vashti being killed, that itself led to his own incredible destruction. Because Hashem prepares the cure before the illness. As our rabbis tell us, because this is the ways of Hashem, shenoikem bohem, mayhem ubohem kanal, that Hashem eventually takes revenge from the goyim to the goyim. Ki vashti hamershas birishoso ovda beferech bebnois Yisrael b'shabbos, because this evil, wicked Vashti, with her wickedness, forced the Jewish women to work on Shabbos. Alkein heishiv Hashem Yisborach kepola, so Hashem paid her back, as she well deserved. That she ended up getting killed through the anger of Haman and Achashverosh. And this eventually led to Esther being able to turn on Achashverosh with kas and anger to get him all riled up. Achetolo es Haman, where he ended up hanging Haman, v'nital mimenu kol ashirusoi v'nital l'Mordechai, and all of Haman's wealth was taken away from him and transferred to Mordechai. K'mo shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'tosem Esther es Mordechai al beis Haman, that Queen Esther appointed Mordechai at tzaddik over the house of Haman, kidvar Elokeinu yokum lo'ilo, because Hashem always comes out on top. Hashem always wins, and the word of Hashem is eternal. Paragraph Hey, v'ze ki chamas odom toideko she'eris chemois tachgoer. This is a pasuk in Navi where it speaks about anger. Upirish Rashi, Shom Rashi Kodesh explains over there she'perushoi, that what that pasuk is referring to is when the idol worshippers, when our enemies rise up with their anger and everything, Aydeze Nizgadel Hashem Yisborach, that elevates Hashem, Umoidim Umeshabchem Oysa Yisborach, and we end up praising and glorifying Hashem, Kisheroyim Mapolosom Hatsuma, when we get to witness their incredible downfall. Ayin Shom. Look over there in Rashi on that Pasuk. Vesehu, and this is what the Pasuk says, She'eris Chemois Tachgor. Hainu Shehakosuv Mefaresh Eich Mapil Oysam Hashem Yisborach. The Pasuk is explaining there, how does Hashem bring about their eventual destruction and downfall? Kishemizgabrim Bekas Godoil At Sheroitzim Lechalis Chasashon. That when the Goyim, when our enemies rise up and they infuse themselves with super anger and hate to the point where they want to destroy us completely. Hainu Kanal. You know, it works the way we mentioned earlier. Shehu Yisborach Mapil Oysam Daiko Avidei Shemekim Aleihem Balei Chema Gedoilim Mehem Shemapilam Kanal. How does Hashem destroy them? By causing among the Goyim there should rise up leaders that should have super kas, and with their super kas wipe out those other Goyim who wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Vizehu She'eris Chemois Tachgor, Shashem Yisborach Choyger Acherim B'Chemois Gedoilos. Hashem girds the loins of other ones with great anger. Vaydezehu Mapolosom Shelohem Mehem Ubohem. And through that, he uses them as the hatchet to chop the heads of the other Goyim, the other enemies who wanted to destroy and harm the Jewish people. Vezehu, and this is what the Pasuk says, Nidru Vishalmu Lashem, Vichulu, etc., Yoivilu Shai Lamoira, Shetzrichin Lidoir Ulashalim. The Pasuk says, Nidru, make vows and pay back your vows, meaning, Dehainu Litain Sdoko Bishvil Hashem Yisborach. We have to give charity for the sake of Hashem, meaning, Lahachzir Ulahorim Kol Hashiru Selakidusha. To return and elevate all the wealth, take it out of the hands of the Sitrachra, out of the hands of the Goyim, and bring it back to the holiness. Return it to the Jewish people, return it to holiness. Ki ikr tikun hu ashirus, hual yidei tztoko laniyim hagunim. Because the main tikun, the main repair and rectification of wealth is when it's used to give charity to poor people who are really deserving of charity. As Rabbein Ezra writes in chapter 69 in Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on to a degree. And this is what the Pasuk says, Yivtzor Ruach Negidim. She Yivtzor. Yivtzor means to control, to limit, to restrict. Ruach Negidim, the spirit of the rich people, the wealthy people, that Hashem will control them and limit them, shrink them. He will shrink the haughty spirit of the wealthy people of the Sitra Achra, of the other side, al yedei kol hanal, through everything that we described over here. Paragraph Vav, ve'ikra nes shel Purim al yedei Mordechai. And the real miracle of Purim, the essence of the miracle of Purim, was brought about through Mordechai HaTzadik, Ayidei Riboy HaTzaokois UZaokois SheTzoak LaShem Yisborach, through the tremendous amount of screaming and crying out to Hashem that he did. VeHichnis Gam BiYisrael Lizoik VeLitzoik Harbei LaShem Yisborach. And he inspired and motivated all the Jews to scream and cry out a lot to Hashem. Ki ein shum eitzo negdom kim al yidei zeh, because there is no other way to combat these enemies of the Jews other than this, through tefillah. Ki ein koichenu elo bapeh, because the Gemara says the only power of the Jewish people is in our mouths. Hakoil koil Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov Avinu. Ki heim mizgarim b'Yisrael v'kamav habachinois, because they, the other side, our enemies, try to rise up against us and fight us in all kinds of different ways. Ad sheroitzim lahachnis chasashon kas v'chema bein Yisrael b'atzman. to the point where one of the things they try to do is invade the Jewish people with anger, to try to teach us their ways, to try to get the Jews to copy the Goyim and get angry at each other, anger and hate and machloikis. And by doing this, the Goyim are hoping to be able to take away all of our wealth, all of our sustenance, by causing us to get angry. And chas v'shalom to be able to defeat us. And therefore, there is no advice, there is no trick, there's no solution. The only solution is to scream a lot to Hashem, and to really beg Hashem. As the pasuk says, Cham libi bekirbi, my heart is hot inside of me. Behagigi, when I think, tivareish, a fire burns, dibarti belishoini. And I take all of that fire and I express it with my mouth. Shetzrichin lahafoi chachamimu saboer balev, a Jew has to take that fire that's burning in their heart, may ribui hatzorois, from all these suffering and everything that we're going through. Sheroitze lahachnis kasvas chas v'sholem, whereby the Yetzer is trying to turn that into a fire of anger. Lahafoi hakoil letfilois utchinois ubakoshois utzokois lashem isborach bachamimu salev. To convert all of that energy into a fuel that will fuel our prayers, begging and screaming and do every which way possible, all 36 flavors of tefillah, to pray to Hashem with a heart that's on fire, to direct the fire in that direction. Bebchinas cham libi dibarti b'lishoini. Vezeh bechinas mashekosef sham b'tchila simenun tesanal. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in the beginning of chapter 59 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on. She'ikar tikun heichal hakodesh ha'idei mishpat. That the main protection and the main tikun for the heichal hakodesh that the tzaddik is building, where he's trying to bring people close to Hashem, the main protection is through mishpat, by the tzaddik constantly judging himself, auditing himself. Whereby the tzaddik audits himself regarding everything he does. Dahainu sheyizboided. This means that he spends time alone with Hashem. Ve'yase cheshboinim nafshoi. Ve'yishboitesatzmoi. Ve'yifarish sichosu lefnei Hashem yizborach b'chamim u'salev. That he audits himself, he reviews everything he does, and he talks to Hashem about it. And he expresses himself with a warmth, with a warm heart, ad sheyisoyer eish hamishpat, to the point where he turns on a fire of judgment and justice, veyisroif es hora shel hanefosh shemekarvam, which helps to burn away the evil of those people who he's trying to be makariv, those people who are coming to him with all of their baggage from the past, all the sins and taivas rois and midas rois. And this mishpat that the tzaddik activates inside of him, in his hispoidus, in his tefillah, this helps get rid of, burn away the ra of these people who are coming to the tzaddik. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran, chapter 59, towards the beginning, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'ikr hachnoas hora shel hanefoshos. And the main elimination of the evil of those people, hulevatel hakas v'achemo mehem, is to help them get rid of their anger. Kemuvan b'soif ha-toyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses at the end of that chapter on Likutei Moran. Shetikun ha-choyma, that the repair of the wall, shehu b'chinas shame, the wall is the concept of a good name, a good reputation. Shehu al yidei tikun hakas, the way that you repair the choyma is by correcting the anger. Zehu biatzmoi bechinas bitul hora mebechinas kisei mishpat. That's exactly the same thing as eliminating the evil from the throne of justice. Mebechinas igula, from the circle. Ayin Shom Heitev. Rav Nosnal says, look over there in Likutei Moran, study it well, Vitovin, and you'll understand what we're talking about. Rabbeinu Zalveir speaks about the circle and the square, and the circle represents the justice, etc., etc. The circle represents the elimination of the judgment. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, Shaidei Tfila v'hispoidedus, Machniin Hora Shel Hakas, Sheroitza L'Kalkel Chas V'Shon, Chuashirus Digdusha, U'lahamshichoy La'sitrachra Chas V'Shon. Through a lot of prayer, with intense prayer coming from the heart, when the heart is on fire, a person is speaking to Hashem with fiery words, through that we eliminate the evil of the kas, which wants to destroy the wealth, which wants to rob us from our holy wealth and draw it into the sitrachra. And this was the whole advice and solution that Mordechai Atzadik had for the Haman problem, the Haman Amalek problem. Shetzoak harbe l'Hashem Yisborach. Mordechai Atzadik screamed many hours to Hashem, a lot. V'hichnis b'Yisroel litzoik u'lispal l'Hashem Yisborach b'chamimus alev. And he inspired and motivated all the Jews to scream to Hashem and to daven with Hashem with a fiery heart. B'b'chinas cham libi b'kirbi. Lahafoich chamimus hakas. To convert the kas, the fire of kas, which Haman was trying to inject into the Jewish people, to convert that into a fire of tefillah. And through this, he defeated the evil, shehu hakas, shubchinas Haman, which is Haman, shemisham hu ashirus shel koloiv dekuchovim, v'orishuam achalkamimus. That's the source of all the wealth of the Rishoim, who are against the truth, who go against the great Tzaddikim who are building this holy castle for Hashem. And that's how Mordechai HaTzadik succeeded in reversing everything. As it says in the Megillah, we turned it around 180 degrees. So that instead of Haman trying to rob the Jews, all the wealth was taken away from the Sitra Achra, v'nefchol al-kedusha, and was turned over, transferred to the holiness. And then the Pasuk says, u'Mordechai yotza milifnei ha-melech, Mordechai came forth from the king, belevush malchus, dressed in royal garments, tcheles v'chur, shehu ashirus godol moid. This means that Mordechai HaTzadik achieved incredible wealth. Sheze ikar hanes. This is one of the main aspects of the miracle of Purim. Shechozar hu ashirus el hakdusha. That all the wealth that had been taken away from the Jews for all the years was now returned to us. V'ayideze v'rabim me'om amei horetz misyadin. And that's what led to what the next pasuk says, that many of the Jews, that the wealth was returned to the Kedusha, and this also resulted in many of the Goyim converting to join the Jewish people. Because when the wealth comes back to the Jewish nation, to holiness, Oz misavim nefoshois rabim lehikolel b'shmoy v'nafshoy. Rabbeinu Zal said in the beginning of that chapter that wealth attracts people. A lot of people like rich people. So when this great wealth comes back to the Jewish people, then goyim suddenly want to join the Jewish people and to merge into the names and souls of the Jews. V'nasim geirim u'balei tshuva harbe bo'ilam. And this results in many converts and balei tshuva, bebechinas, as the pasuk says there, v'rabim me'amei ha'oretz misyadim kanal, that many among the nations of the world converted.